Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. President Trump used his primetime address to the nation last night to attack immigrants and Somalis in Minnesota. Trump said that reverse migration needs to happen in our state.
Look at Minnesota, where Somalians have taken over the economics of the state and have stolen billions and billions of dollars from Minnesota and indeed from the United States of America, and we're going to put an end to it.
The $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme resulted in federal charges against 78 people in Minnesota, but not all of the defendants are Somali. Trump claims the Biden administration allowed too many illegal immigrants to take opportunities from hardworking Americans. Minnesota's infrastructure union is backing Governor Tim Walz in his run for a third term. Chris Fredson of Liuna, Minnesota, in North Dakota, says they support leaders who support working people.
For six of the last 7 years, Minnesota construction laborers have logged record work hours. Governor Walz has helped deliver the two largest construction jobs bills in state history, historic investments in fixing our roads and our bridges, and making water infrastructure safer.
Fredson also says the new paid leave program will benefit construction workers across the state. At least a dozen Republicans are running to challenge Walz next year. A man from Corcoran is accused of shooting his roommate in the back of the head 3 times. Stephen Ensley is charged with a second-degree murder of Chad Huntington. Police doing a welfare check last Thursday found Huntington lying face down in their mobile home. The criminal complaint says Ensley was in the bathroom in his underwear holding a loaded rifle. He remains in the Hennepin County Jail on $1 million bond. And the Minnesota Wild will be hosting a toy drive at Saturday and Sunday's games in St. Paul to benefit the Salvation Army. AAA Minnesota is expecting millions to travel during the end-of-the-year holiday season. Minnesota spokesperson Brenna Knapp says,
we're looking at the period from Saturday, December 20th through January 1st, so that weekend before Christmas Eve and Christmas is going to be the busiest for travel times, right? Because we know people are more flexible. They might be able to take the couple days off or work remotely a couple days before Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Knapp says the best times to drive will be before 11 a.m. this weekend, because after that, the roads will get busy. And the Minnesota Timberwolves fell to the Memphis Grizzlies 116-110 last night at Target Center. Memphis used a 21-5 run in the third quarter to pull away. Julius Randle led Minnesota with 21 points, Dante DiVincenzo had 19, and Rudy Gobert finished with 16 and 16 rebounds. The Wolves host Oklahoma City on Friday night. This is MNN.